So far, international intervention in Libya has amounted to a war of words. We'll have a report. But first, the Los Angeles Times is reporting that U.S. government nuclear experts believe that there's now a hole or crack in the wall of that spent fuel rods storage pool in Unit No. 4 at the crippled Fukushima power plant, a problem the Union of Concerned Scientists says has no precedent. USA Today had a sobering assessment today. We'll link you to it at herenow.org. In essence, they say there are three end games here. The best one, the plant is ruined, but high radiation release is avoided. A worst case, there's a significant release of radiation from those spent fuel ponds, but still radiation mostly near the plant. The worst case, full meltdown through all the layers of containment into ground and air. Yesterday, we spoke with a plant worker. Today, we address our questions to Arjun Makahijani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research and a critic of nuclear power. Arjun, welcome.
Thank you very much for asking me, Robin.
And we want to remind ourselves these reactors are actually like Russian dolls. The first doll are the fuel rods that hold the pellets of uranium. They're encased in a container. Outside of that container, but inside the housing, the next sort of doll, up near the roof, are these storage pools with rods that aren't used anymore but are still hot and obviously haven't been getting the water they need to cool down. Your thoughts on today's news about a crack?
Yeah, actually, today's news is not good. The recent photographs of building number 4, the destruction and concrete falling away, this all portends very difficult things.
Well, and not only are these spent fuel storage ponds not protected by the first layers of these Russian dolls, if you will, but they are right under the roof of the housing that does protect them. And in Unit 4, we understand the pond is under a roof that's been partly blown off by last weekend's hydrogen explosions, so it's exposed. Is there a possibility that if these rods are not covered with water, they can ignite and form some kind of a chain reaction? The Tokyo Electric Power officials are saying there is a possibility of recriticality, which I guess means some sort of a chain reaction.
Right. So there are two things that you need to do normally and also in an emergency, which is carry away the heat from these highly radioactive materials, both in the reactor and in these spent fuel pools, and you want to prevent an accidental chain reaction. Of course, normally the chain reaction is what generates the electricity, but you want to prevent an accidental chain reaction. Now, if the fuel melts and goes to the bottom of the pool, you can have enough of an accumulation of material, and ironically, water can aggravate the problem. So what they do is to add boron, which prevents a nuclear chain reaction. But if you can keep neither water nor boron in, then you can have both heating and at a certain temperature fire, and maybe also a chain reaction. Of course, if you have a fire and material gets expelled, then you may not have a chain reaction, vice versa.
Well, I just want to jump in to assure people we're not talking about a mushroom cloud, but, you know, a massive, you know, an explosion that could spew radiation, a big concern. Well, yesterday we spoke with a nuclear engineer, very reluctant to talk about worst-case scenarios. He wanted to talk about solutions. But our listeners have questions. You know the movie, The China Syndrome, and they wonder, can this nuclear material burn through all the containers, not necessarily explode up, but burn through into the ground, into the water table? He says there is just too much containment, much more than there was at Chernobyl. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't know the depth of the containment in these particular reactors. In theory, it could, but I think the engineer is right that you need to know the exact level of containment and the exact temperatures and how long it is before this complete meltdown happens. If a complete meltdown happens after 2 weeks, it's much different.
Because the rods are less heated?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. The heat comes from radioactive materials, but the radioactive elements are all different. So there are radioactive elements that have that decay away in seconds and minutes and hours and days. Years. Yeah. Typically, most of the heat is gone in a few months, and much of it is gone in weeks. But in a complete meltdown, especially if there's a fire in the spent fuel pool in pool number 4, you could have a very wide dispersal of large amounts of radioactivity.
Because they've been adding spent fuel rods to that pool forever. We understand 7 times the rods that the actual reactor has.
Well, the difficulty with pool number 4, as I understood today for the first time, is not only are there more spent fuel rods, but this reactor was down for maintenance, and the entire fuel contents of the reactor were emptied into the spent fuel pools so the reactor could be maintained. This means it's not just old spent fuel where the short-lived materials like iodine, half-life 8 days, has decayed away, but there would be much more than the normal short-lived radionuclides and much, much more heat. In that case, you would have quite significant doses far out, tens of miles, and plumes that would reach much, much farther. They already have reached to a small extent up to Tokyo. And you could also have long-term habitability problems, as they did at Chernobyl, where hundreds of square miles or more become uninhabitable and are declared exclusion zones. I want to stress, we're not anywhere close to that yet, because that's a hypothetical scenario, but this hypothetical is not just purely theoretical or low probability anymore. Now, some of these elements are not currently at risk, you know, reactors 5 and 6, and some of the spent fuel pools appear to be stable, but the situation is evolving. Today, we understand that spent fuel pool number 5 has had some water evaporating from it, and the level of water is falling. This was not a spent fuel pool that was considered to be a problem even yesterday.
But on the other hand, officials at the plant say that they're getting that cable with the electricity so that the water, instead of being sprayed, spewed onto these rods, dispersing the radiation, can now be pumped with the electricity directly into the reactors. Does that give you hope?
Yes, I think if they reestablish electricity and can do many things remotely with higher power and maintain everything in all reactors and as much as possible in the damaged pools, you know, the potential for catastrophe, of course, decreases, and one hopes they can do that. So it's an extremely difficult situation. It's not evolving in a good direction. Somebody said slow motion nightmare, and I'm afraid that's what seems to be evolving.
Arjun Makajani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research. Arjun, thanks so much for your opinion on this.
Thank you very much for asking me. It's a very sad situation.